Shalom, welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Ba'aloyscha Sheni, the second Aliyah in Parshas Ba'aloyscha. This Aliyah is 11 Psukim long, writing from Perek Ches in Bamidbar, Psukim Tesvov to Chavvov. And the main topic of this Aliyah is that in Levim actually entering the service in the Mishkan. So we hear now, in terms of the content of the Aliyah, the Levim are now entered into the service of the Mishkan. And there's a description, because they are replacing the firstborns. And the firstbornings belong to Hashem because HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired them when he smote all the Egyptian firstborns. But nonetheless, Hashem chose to replace the Levim with the Bechorim with the Levim, which is why they are chosen. So it's a reminder why this chosenness is occurring. They are therefore given the job of guarding the Mishkan and saving Bnei Yisrael from a plague. God forbid if they were to come too close, the Levim were not the gatekeepers. That would bide very badly for the nation of Israel. And then we hear about the purification process. The command of the purification process was given in the first Aliyah. We now hear about it actually happening. They change their clothes and then they are ceremonially waved, the tenufa, by Aaron. And we're told that the age of their service is from 25 until 50, at which time they no longer are able to work but God alongside their brothers. But they can't work. Okay, a few things to notice over here, and that is that one of the phrases that keeps coming up in this Aliyah is Nisunim, Nisunim. They are given over to Aaron. They are, in a certain sense, at the whim and will of the Kohanim. Why is this emphasized with the word being repeated? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says it was actually by force. This is not an option where I can decide one day to be a Levi and one day not to be a Levi, and I like the service, I don't like the service. No. The way it works is that you become a Levi by force. This was not an individualistic choice of the matter. And the reason is because the stakes are quite high. Up till now, the Kohanim had to do the job of both the priests and the Levim. Once the Levim were inducted, now the Kohanim receded from that. And in fact, according to some Mefarshim, were at the pain of death if they were to supersede, if they were to step over the boundary into the role of the Levim. Therefore, it had to be very ironclad, and Nisunim is said that way in order to emphasize the one-directional choice that's being made over here. From the Department of Fascinating Gematrias, Numerical Values, the Baal HaTorim does point out that the gematria of Nisunim, Nisunim, Hemali, they are given to me, is the same gematria as the phrase She'ele loy asu egel shel zahav, that these never served the golden calf, and that's why they are given to Hashem. So just see if you can figure out gematrias like that if you're not the Baal HaTorim. And that gives them the reason as to why it is. Now, isn't the start age from 30? Because if you remember in Parshas Bamidbar, when Moshe and Aaron count the tribe of Levi, it's from the age 30 upwards. So why is 25 the operative year here? So Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel explains that during those first 5 years, all they would do is Shmira, guardmanship, they would be at the gates, but they wouldn't actually do the avodah, the carrying. And then therefore, the new portfolio is being described here, the first 5 years of service. Rashi says, no, it was actually a training time. So they couldn't really do avodah, but they were being trained into the avodah. This was their apprenticeship to this. Rashi adds in a fascinating note at the end, and that is, he says, if you're in a career and you're not seeing success, give it 5 years to see if it's really not for you, because that's the amount of time it takes to get used to a new career. Fascinating perspective based on this 5 years. The Ramban says a different perspective, and he says that no, their service really did start at the age of 25. The reason why Moshe and Aaron were counting from 30 was because it's much easier and much more practical to do a census on decades, because more people know about decades than individual years, meaning the neighbors, the husbands, the wives, the children, the brothers, the sisters all know about the decade when a person crosses the next decade, but the individual years in between is much harder. So therefore, for census purposes, it was 30. For service purposes, it was 25. It's fascinating. Daniel Pink has a book called When, and he talks about how that there's a disproportionate amount of people who run the marathon whose age of year ends with a 9. 19, 29, 39, 49, 59. That means to say that when people approach the end of a decade, they feel like that's really a big milestone. They need to do something. And that's why it's disproportionate the amount of 9s who are running marathons. And what the Ramban is essentially saying is everybody knows when there's a decade change. That's why it's easier to count that as well. Finally, last point over here is what are the 50-year-olds exempt from when they turn 50? So Rashi says only shoulder carrying, like a kahas. But the other things, singing, packing the wagons, setting up the Mishkan, guard duty, gate duty, all of that would still be available to them if they so wanted to, but it's not. It was just the heavier shoulder work which was being waived. Meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.